dialed has not been recognized. Please check and try again.
This is Ponyboy, and you're listening to episode number 28 of Bellcore Radio. Gonna start it off with an email that we got. Somebody looking for a little bit of help. A guy named Broken Sword. The email starts off, "Hey dude, I love your show, it's very nice, and thank you very much. Anywho, I thought you might know where to find a service that does, pay by SMS accounts. Also, how secure are they?" And he goes on to explain it. Basically what he's saying is, you know those commercials that you see, you know, they don't generally come on during the day, but you'll see them late at night a lot, or, you know, where it's like, ooh, send a text message to, you know, send the word love 3 to 44344 to get your free horoscope every day sent to you by SMS or whatever. Or, you know, to get a free ringtone on your phone or whatever the hell they do these days. And, he's trying to find a service that'll actually let him, set this kind of thing up for himself, you know, to where if somebody wants to pay for something, all they have to do is text it to, you know, whatever number, and it would come to him. I'm not totally sure if these kind of services exist outside of, you know, these... Because I think that those services you hear about, since they're not really offering you a lot that you couldn't just go out and get on your own, it's not like they're sending you a very hard-to-get service. It's just something they could bullshit real quick and say, okay, well, here's your free crappy ringtone or your, you know, spinner rim background, whatever the fuck you ordered. But, I think that they're all kind of working more or less in... Well, they're in business with the major cell phone companies who, you know, want to make a little bit of money by, you know, making sure that you use all these SMS minutes or however the hell they measure your SMS. I don't use the SMS shit. But, you know, I think that they're all in business with that. I think that it's just, you know, quick little ways for them to make a little bit of extra cash. And, but he's looking for a service like that so that he can set something up like that for himself. So if anybody knows, you know, well, I don't want to drop his docs, so write an email back to us. Tell us about it, and we will talk about it on the show. I guess that'd be the best way. Yeah. So, yeah, if anybody knows of anything cool like that, just get back to me. You know, write an email, and I will pass the information on to him. And I'll pass the information on to, you know, everybody else who's listening, so that, you know, because that's what it's all about. I guess that about does it. Let's see, make sure we don't have any more housekeeping here. No, doesn't look like we do. Well, yeah, I guess I can cover this. A lot of people have been sending me emails lately, about the last contest we've had and stuff like that, and apparently there's been some kind of weird thing. I'm not sure how it happened, but apparently the reply email address for our Gmail account has gotten screwy somehow. I mean, I got it fixed now, but for some reason, all the replies were going to contact@bellcoreradio.net, which doesn't exist. So the email address is bellcoreradio@gmail.com. So yeah, if there was any kind of confusion between any of this stuff, that is our actual email address, and I can barely keep a thought in my head right now. I guess we'll go ahead and jump into it. Got a little bit of news for the freaks there. Actually, a kind of, well, not really funny. I don't want to say it's a funny story, but it's definitely an interesting story. A lot of, you know, we're all familiar with, there was a big dispute a while back about Vonage not really offering a, you know, 911 service for people, you know, since there was, you know, you can choose your own area code. Excuse me. You can choose your own area code when you're using Vonage, and so there's all sorts of screwy stuff like that. They needed a reliable type 911 service. And so they, you know, they're working on it. They've got, like, 70% or whatever of their customers covered now, 60%, something like that. But, a story that I came across probably on Slashdot a while ago, I don't really remember. A lady in Minnesota, or excuse me, a man in Minnesota, I'm sorry, his house caught on fire. And, he calls up, you know, 911 using his Vonage account to try and, you know, get a, you know, somebody out there to stop his house from burning down. And, they put him on hold. Vonage did. I guess they're just like, yeah, hang on a second, and just put him on hold for, you know, who knows how long. I don't think it's said in the article. But, yeah, his house burned down. Like, he got out no one got hurt, which is a good thing. But, he lost his house. You know? And I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits, and he's going to get a lot better house after this. I mean, it just seems retarded that, I mean, it's a 911 call. I can understand if it was, you know, just some kind of thing, but they should have some kind of priority that says, hey, this is a 911 call. You know, even if you have to drop a call that somebody else is doing, get this call through. You know, get this to the fire department or get this to the police like it needs to get to. But, I guess that's not their policy. It just seems kind of dumb that they would offer a service, a 911 service, that even has the ability to put someone on hold. Like, I'm gonna assume that it just put them on hold automatically, and that somebody didn't actually pick up and say, okay, hang on a second, you know. I'm gonna assume it was just like, oh, here comes a call that we can't handle right now, so let's put it on hold. Because, I mean, I couldn't picture someone, like, saying, oh, your house is on fire, well, you'll just have to wait. But, yeah, so, I guess, I don't really know where to go from there, so I'm gonna, just going to move on to some cool stuff that I've yet to play with it, but I'm really looking forward to it. Well, actually, I'm not, because it's not very cheap. But Yahoo is actually launching their own phone service. It's a voice over IP type thing. It's like an actual VoIP service. It's not just a little, you know, Google chat client thing. You get a phone number. I mean, you have to make calls, you know, through your computer, but you can, you know, make, I mean, it's good stuff. You can make it to any kind of, you know, call any number you want. And I think it's like 2 cents a minute for local calls, and like overall $2.99 a month, like base price $2.99 a month, and then 2 cents a minute on top of that for domestic stuff, and then, you know, depending on where else you're calling in the other countries, various charges for it. But it doesn't cost you anything to receive calls, which is, you know, that's pretty cool. And I mean, it is, it's cheaper than Skype. You know, it's like a buck, I think, cheaper than Skype, which, you know, I guess adds up. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, computer-to-computer calls are still free. I mean, that kind of goes without saying for any kind of, you know, AOL and Google Talk have, you know, free computer-to-computer stuff, so it's not that cool. But I don't know. I mean, like I said, I've yet to check it out. It sounds like it might be, I don't know how great the service is. It sounds, cost-wise, like it might be a pretty good deal. You know, I mean, people who use Skype might want to check it out. You know, it's a little bit cheaper. And if you do check it out, let us know. You know, if you're using it now, maybe. But maybe you heard about it and jumped on the bandwagon. Just, you know, let us know, because I'd really like to know. I don't generally have a lot of money to test out all these new services that come out that I want to play with. So, if you listen, or if you're listening and you're playing with, you know, the new Yahoo phone client thing, let us know how it is. You know, maybe record a call between you and somewhere else. Let us know how the quality is and how, you know, if it drops you a lot or if you have a lot of issues with it. Because I'd like to check it out. If it's, you know, if it's a good deal, I'd like to have it. Yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know, it's another one of those cool VoIP clients that we've been hearing a lot about lately that's coming around, and I've yet to pay for one of these services, and I'd like to check it out. You know, probably save me a lot of money. Moving on to some non-freak news, actually moving into the usual digital rights stuff that we always talk about. The RIAA has made kind of an eerie quote, kind of a really, really creepy quote, not just kind of creepy, a really creepy quote here, talking about their new digital rights management stuff that they're working on. Basically, I don't know. I guess I'm going to cut right to the chase here. I want to read this exact quote. Basically, this is actually from a document directly from the RIAA to, I'm not sure exactly who it's to whoever wrote this article on it, I guess. This is a direct quote. This uncertainty would be even more severe under the formulations proposed in Submissions 2, which is apparently somewhere further up in the document, in which the boundaries of the proposed exemption would turn on whether access controls, quote, threaten critical infrastructure and potentially endanger lives. That's a direct quote. I don't understand why this is so important. You know, I mean, it's a copyright. You're going to lose a little bit of money on it. But is it worth threatening people's lives? I mean, I don't see a plus side to that. Even if there's, you know, even if nobody ever gets their lives put in danger from this. You know, if nobody ever gets, you know, hurt or killed from this, or I'm not sure, I mean, I don't know the technical details of this new digital rights that they're trying to put into effect, but just the possibility. I mean, from an ethical standpoint, and if I'm wrong, you know, by all means, listeners, if I'm wrong, write me an email right now and tell me, you know, tell me that I'm being stupid about this. But I mean, from an ethical standpoint, if you're working on something to protect your copyrights, which you have every right to protect, I'm not saying that, you know, copyrights, you shouldn't be allowed to protect what's rightfully yours and what you own. But when it comes to the point where, you know, your idea and protecting your idea, even the term even pops up, this might endanger someone's lives. From an ethical standpoint, that's where you say, no, I don't want to do that. Let's find another way. You know? Let's maybe just, I don't know. I mean, I don't have another way to do this, but there has to be one. Maybe just, let's just kind of deal with this piracy thing. Let's deal with this copyright infringement thing for a little while longer. Until we find a safe way. You know, let's find a safe way to protect our copyrights instead of a way that can, you know, endanger the lives of people or, you know, endanger the critical infrastructure of whatever they're held. It doesn't actually say in here what they're talking about in that sense, but I don't know. It just seems like that would be kind of a turnoff in any sense if someone had to say, yeah. Yeah, we can make sure that no one steals this from you, this idea, which is, you know, this totally intangible thing, which people could just have this idea without knowing that you had this idea ever. But to make sure that that never happens, we're going to potentially get people harmed. So, big FU to the RIAA in this respect. I can't even begin to talk about how much that annoys me, how much that angers me that they would even consider something like this. And that's really all I'm gonna say about that. I'm going to make some phone calls, is what we're going to do now. I've come across some interesting numbers lately that I just feel deserve to be called. And I've got a few numbers that I haven't even called yet. I haven't even, you know, I just heard about some interesting ones, sounded pretty cool on the TV. And I'm going to give them a call. Actually, let me see if there's a new phone up on PhoneSwarm. Hey, we got a new phone on PhoneSwarm. Excellent. We're going to call that up first, then. This is located in San Francisco. It's, let's see. It's next to a fish and chips little stand. And, yeah, so we're going to give that a call and see how, see what we got going on here. The number is 415-885-9027. Nobody's going to pick that one up. Looks like next episode, though, be looking forward to us having another special payphone episode here, with this fun new payphone for us to call. Let's see. Actually, I got a few more payphones that I'm interested in checking out. Chaostic on the Benref forums posted let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 payphones, in Bally's Casino, I guess it is, in Atlantic City, and they all accept incoming calls. I guess I'll just pick a random one here. The number is, 609-441-9769. Get anybody there either. Let's see, I got one more payphone I want to check out here, and this one was posted by Test Set. So he said that he calls this payphone the phone in the hood. It's in somewhere in Akron, Ohio, which is it's apparently in the you know the gangsta little. The ghetto in Ohio, I guess. And he says it's very popular with drug dealers. And so I thought it might be fun to try and get a drug dealer on the line. He did say that... it does not accept incoming calls. Okay. So never mind, I guess we're not going to try calling that, since it doesn't accept incoming calls. But I guess I can talk about it. He says it has an interesting little trick to it, is that if you call it when someone's on the phone, you're asked to deposit 25 cents. So, actually, you know, I'm curious. I want to see if we can get that. He says that there's usually someone on this phone at all times. So, let's give it a call and see if we can get this coin prompt thing. The number is 330-762-6453. Kind of strange. I don't know what happened there. So, I don't know. I guess I'll keep playing with that. Maybe we'll call it again on the next show. I actually wanted to call this number. We called this probably back when we were... I don't know. We couldn't have been out of our... We couldn't have been past episode 10 when I called this number last. It's the Dial a Buoy number. A lot of phone freaks are familiar with it. A lot of them have played around with it. I thought it'd be kind of a cool idea, because you can get the service to email you information about different stations that you can contact here. So I thought it'd be a cool idea to maybe try and put together like a little text file about all this. So I'm gonna give it a call and go ahead and get some information sent to me now, live on the show here, and then I'm gonna work, you know, hopefully get it done by the end of the week if I can, and maybe have a new text file out. Probably put it up on or send it in to oldschoolfreak.com. See if I can get Natus to put it up there for me. So let me go ahead and call that up right now. The number is 228-688-1948.
Welcome to the National Data Buoy Center's Dial a Buoy line.
Press the star key for menu options, including going back a step or returning to the starting point of this call. Remember, the star key gives you menu options at any time. To select,
enter a station identifier.
Press 1. To select,
search for stations by position.
Press 2. To select,
maps of station locations.
Press 3. To select,
Western Gulf of Mexico.
Press 0, 1. To select,
Eastern Gulf and Florida.
Press 2. To select,
Mid-Atlantic and Southeast.
Press 3. Please hold. You selected
NDDC Southeast USA recent marine data.
Copy requested. To specify a delivery method, such as fax or email, now, press 1. Otherwise, choose another option and specify delivery. To receive selected information through fax, press 1. For postal mail, press 2. For email, press 3. If you already know how to enter an email address using a touchtone keypad, press 1. To listen to instructions on entering email address, press 2. To receive a copy of the instructions, press 3. To enter an email address using a touchtone keypad, you will use a two-key combination for each letter, allowing a short pause between keys. The first key is the key containing the letter. The second key is the letter's position on that key. For example, J is 5-1. 5 is the key that contains the letter J, and 1 indicates the first letter position on the 5 key. For Q, press 1-7. For Z, 1-9. There are 6 other special keys that you may need to complete an email address. For a space, press 1-1. For @, press 1-2. For a dot, press 1-3. For a hyphen, press 1-4. For an underscore, press 1-8. To change to numeric data mode, press the star key. To get back to alphabetic mode, press the star key again. Please enter your email address, allowing a short pause between keys, and end with the pound key. If you already know how to enter an email address using a touchtone keypad, press 1. Please enter an email address using a two-key combination method, and end with the number sign. Thank you. You entered B E L L C O R E R A D O at G M A I L dot C O M. To confirm address, press 1. To re-enter address, press 2. To select delivery, if you already know, please enter an email address using a two-key combination method and end with the number sign. You entered C. To confirm address, your choices for email file formats are ASCII plain text or HTML. For ASCII plain text, your ASCII file will be sent momentarily. To end this call session, press 1. To enter a topic code, press 4. To look up a topic code, press 5. Star menu. To specify a delivery method for already requested copies, press 2. To enter a topic code, press star menu. To specify a delivery...
Okay, so... It seems that I mistyped the email address there. Basically, what I was trying to do at that point, I believe, is actually get them to email a map to me of the station identifiers. I'm going to assume, since it was getting it in ASCII plain text, it was going to give me, coordinate type stuff. They also offer, I think in the last episode, or the, not the last episode, but the episode we called this in previously, I believe we ordered some information about a specific station. I guess if you haven't listened to the episode, the point of that number is you can actually call it and dial into a buoy in the ocean somewhere and get information from the buoy. It'll read you, water temperature, weather or whatever at that location. So, for people who, are out on boats, they can call it up and get all sorts of fun little things. So I'm going to continue to call and get information from that and post it up in a text file. And hopefully I should have that done sometime soon. I guess that's all the phone numbers I have, and I can't stop burping. But I want to try this payphone number, the phone swarm, the payphoning San Francisco again. So let's give that new one a try and see if they actually have two numbers listed here. I'm going to try the second number, which is 415-885-9030. So let's check that one out. I guess it's been a very bad episode for making phone calls. That's gonna wrap it up for this episode. And actually, well, no, I don't think so. I was going to say, I think this is the last episode before Nauticon. I think we have one more to go. So, I guess I'll see you guys next week. And, as always, keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun. Before I forget, and I almost forgot, when we first started the show, you guys might recall, and I know a lot of the listeners who have stuck with us from the first episode probably knew me beforehand, so that's what, I have a website that, I worked on with several friends of mine about, you know, phone freaking, hacking, place to store text files, and all that good stuff, and, it recently went away. The person we had who owned the domain decided that they didn't want us to have the domain anymore, and so they linked it to, you know, one of their friends' sites or whatever. So we worked on it. We got a new site up. I'm not going to be in charge of it anymore. I was in charge of the old one. I just have too much stuff to do, what with this show and new job and all that good stuff. But, it's gonna continue to be how it, you know, it's gonna be continue to be about information, and mostly, if I can help it, mostly freaking, I'll continue to try and put new stuff up there. But, if you wanna check it out, it's restore.org, that's restore.org. Just check it out. We actually just got the new site up today, or yesterday. So, you know, check it out. If you see any problems with it, we got contact information on there, so you can get in touch with some of us, and just let us know how you like it. And hopefully I'll be able to get some of the guys from that site up on the show sometime soon. But that's actually going to wrap it up. I want to give big shouts for this episode. I want to give huge shouts to Adrian and Varu for putting in a whole lot of work on getting Restore up and ready to go. I want to give shouts to, what was it, Bookaroo, I believe was the guy's name, checking in with, some more Easter egg stuff. I mean, it was the same stuff, but I'm gonna get him another sticker out sometime soon. And I mean, just shouts to all you guys who help out with the show. Because, I mean, I really, we couldn't make this show without a lot of the listener support that we have, a lot of the content that we get from you guys. And, I mean, I can't begin to thank you enough for that kind of stuff. So, I mean, just shouts to everybody, I guess. So, have a good day. You know, have a good week, actually, I guess. And this is the end of file. Actually, before I end the show there, I wanted to let everyone know that, at least for the people who download the show on Thursdays when we release it, it's going to be a little bit late. We're actually not going to be... This next episode, episode 29, I believe... episode 29 is actually going to premiere on Nauticon Radio at Nauticon. I'm not sure if... I think they might have it streaming. Let me check the website real quick. See if there is a... It's nauticonradio.org. You know, check it out. I'm not sure. I think they're going to be having a stream of what they're playing on the radio for anybody to grab. So, just, you know, take a listen. Hopefully we'll be getting it out. You know, people who are listening on DDP Hack Radio, no worries for you. You're going to hear it when you normally would hear it. So, just thought I'd let everybody know before anybody, you know, goes crazy waiting for it on Thursday. When is he going to let out the new episode? Keep that in mind. Give it a listen. If not, you know, if you just want to wait, probably Monday, I think, is when I'm coming back into town, and I'll put it up right then and there. But, cool. And now this is the end of file.